It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Beat Migs. But before we do that, we have another birthday shout out from perhaps one of your favorite drummers.
More drummers.
Hey, what's up? This is Lars from Metallica. Just want to wish a happy birthday to Steve Migs and tell you that at 50, you got maybe 15, 20 years left of still being able to do coke, huh?
Was that Craig Gass?
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
That was Lars. My bad. I forgot. Whenever he wishes people happy birthdays, he brings up cocaine.
Yeah.
I mean, who wouldn't?
Yeah.
And that's not all, but we have someone, one of your favorite artists, actually, too, wishing you a happy birthday.
Hey, this is Paul Stanley. And this is Gene Simmons from Kiss with a special message for Steve Migs. Steve, all the original and current members of KISS have put together a great birthday greeting for you. But it'll cost you. Go to kissonline.com and click on that birthday hat. Boom.
Now I'm getting why certain people were wishing me a happy birthday that I wasn't expecting. Like Craig Gass, and earlier I got like a couple messages from some of the people that you had set, got audio from, like my buddy Tavis,
yeah,
who clearly must have got Mike Borden from Faith No More. I was like, oh man, they remembered my birthday. Now I get why. The pieces are finally coming together.
And we didn't pay to get the birthday wish, but we did pay enough to get Gene Simmons from KISS to play you Beat Migs. Gene, are you there?
You wrote me a check for $20. You got 2 minutes. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Well,
that's all we need.
All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
It's an honor, Gene.
For those playing at home, Gene Simmons has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready to go, and I'm playing on behalf of my charity, kissonline.com.
You're so sweet, Gene. On the popular social website Reddit, the abbreviation AMA stands for Ask Me What?
Ask me about my assets.
No.
Ask me about my portfolio.
No.
Ask me about my a-hole singer.
No. What band had a late 70s album titled The Wall?
Kiss.
No. You wish.
A band who stole everything from Kiss.
No.
All right, pass.
What movie is set to premiere 3 years after a fatal shooting on set?
The greatest movie of all time. Kiss meets the Phantom of the Park.
No.
Pass.
Mel B is better known as what Spice Girl? You got to get this.
Mel B is known as the Spaceman.
No. Canada celebrates Thanksgiving on the 2nd May in what month?
Pass.
Same name as a planet. Who is the Roman god of war?
Me, the god of thunder.
No.
Pass.
What type of alcohol is used in a traditional Tom Collins cocktail?
Cold gin.
Yes! Wow. Gene, you know, you're number one because you got one correct.
All right, I guess I'll take that. Listen, right now there's a lot of tragedy going on in the world, and that's why you need to go to kissonline.com and donate. For every autographed t-shirt for $1,000, we will donate $5 to the Red Cross.
Wow.
All right, now bring in Steve. Let's see what he does.
Let's see what he can do. Steve, I really don't know if you're ready, because I don't think I'm ready, but...
All I can see is the three of you just dying in this room.
Oh, Gene is something else. Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
On the popular social website Reddit, the abbreviation AMA stands for Ask Me What?
Anything.
You know it. What band had the late 70s album titled The Wall?
Kiss.
No.
Pink Floyd.
Correct. What movie is set to premiere 3 years after a fatal shooting on set?
Rust.
Yes. Ooh. Mel B is better known as what Spice Girl?
Scary Spice.
Hell yeah. Canada celebrates Thanksgiving on the 2nd May in what month?
Oh, crap. October.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Same name as a planet. Who is the Roman god of war?
Venus?
No.
Pluto?
No.
That would be Uranus, Sarah?
No. What type of alcohol is used in a traditional Tom Collins cocktail?
Vodka.
No.
Gin.
Correct. In the song...
Cold gin, huh?
Yes! In the song Frosty the Snowman, what article of clothing makes Frosty come to life?
A hat.
Correct. What is the second largest country by landmass?
Canada.
Yes. Danny Dimes is the nickname for what New York Giants quarterback?
Oh, I hate him now. What's Daniel Jones?
Yeah, buddy. Steve... With that, you almost got a perfect 10 again, but you did get 9 correct, which is a win, 9-1. Gene, you're not the brightest.
Listen, this is okay. We're going to move on past this. Right now, Kiss has announced their new farewell tour. Go to kissonline.com.
And pay all the
Gene,
money.
Have you ever seen Mini Kiss?
Of course I've seen Mini Kiss. I get 20% of everything they do, which is a small piece of a midget show.
Oh, my God! Gene! Wow. You know, Steve, I'm so glad you beat him.
Yeah, thanks, Gene. I really appreciate it. You made my birthday special.
Hey, Steve.
Yes?
I love you, and I want to wish you the happiest of birthdays.
Wait, is this Craig Gass?
It's Craig Gass. What? I'm here with Gene.
Wow! Craig, I love you as well, man. Thank you.
Hey, man. Have a great one, and you guys have a great day. Thanks for having me on. I really wanted to come in and just have fun with the game. So, and I was really hoping, when I heard the Frosty the Snowman, I was really hoping for a chance to be able to say that it was a Kiss cod piece that brought him to life.
You're the best, Craig. We love you.
I love you guys. Have fun. Happy birthday, Steve.
Take care, my friend.
I don't know if Craig Gass would have done any better, to be honest, if he was playing as Craig Gass.
Mm. But, you know, we'll never know.
Well, congrats, Steve.
Thank you.
Rockaholics, we have something brand new in the Rock Shop just in time for the spooky season. It is the new Halloween KISW t-shirt, and it is available while supplies last exclusively at KISW.com.
If you're a fan of Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy Krueger, got that hand being illustrated right there on the shirt. It's pretty awesome.
Earlier today, we had some phone issues when we were chatting with Matt Vaughn, who is the owner of Easy Street Records, the iconic record store in West Seattle that is dealing with over $200,000 in damages due to a burst pipe. So we're going to catch up with Matt after Billy Idol. The Daily Mix Show. Steve Miggs, before we get into this next story, we do have a loving birthday message from our fearless leader here at KISW.
Hey, Steve Miggs. Happy birthday, homie. I hope it's a good one. I know they're starting to get big. Eventually they get bigger, but I know this is sort of a big one. And I got to believe that wrestling career is coming to a close as these birthdays get bigger. Maybe it should. But I want you to know how much I appreciate you and all the work you do. You work your ass off and know it is appreciated by me and everybody on this team. So, well, anyways, most importantly, I hope you celebrate today. Just a great day for you. Happy birthday. And know how much I appreciate working with you and getting to see you every day. And I appreciate your positive attitude. And you know, you're getting old. You're going to catch up to me because I'm going backwards. See you, buddy. Happy birthday.
And that was Dave Pugh, our big boss man.
I was about to say, what the hell is that?
At first, I thought it was Ryan Castle. So for like the first 30 seconds, I'm like, this sounds nothing like Ryan. How hungover is he?
Oh, my God.
And then it clicked. I'm like, oh, that's Dave. Oh, okay. That's awesome. I love Dave.
He's the best.
Yeah. At first, I'm like, is that Ryan?
What did he do? Well, yesterday, we were watching Cairo 7 News, and they reported on the iconic record store, Easy Street Records, dealing with some very terrible news.
Easy Street Records is still recovering after a burst pipe led to a significant flood inside the West Seattle Staple. Water running for a few hours overnight into Friday morning before a Good Samaritan caught a glimpse and called 911. The store is looking at about $200,000 in damage.
And Matt Vaughn, the owner of Easy Street Records, is on with us. Matt, we're so sorry to hear what you guys have been dealing with. What time did this phone call come to you? When did you find out what was going on at Easy Street over the weekend?
I received a phone call. Well, I never heard the phone call. And I was sound asleep, but the fire department found a way to get in here without causing too much damage. And we're able to put tarps over most everything. By that time, you know, the rain through the ceiling coming through the apartments up above had already kind of done its damage.
Wow.
You know, got a hand at the fire department and whoever the riffraff was running around the streets here in the junction that night that called it in and saw the water coming out of our front door. Thank you, whoever you were. I have an idea. I know who some of these guys were, though.
I heard it was Eddie Vedder, actually.
Yeah.
Matt, I was like, wow, that is so impressive of the firefighters, A, not causing damage to get in, but I would have never, I feel like there must have been a vinyl collector, or to just think, oh, crap, we should put tarps over the vinyl so it doesn't cause more damage, because, I mean, what a smart move on their part to be able to save so many of your records.
Yeah, they may have saved half of our stock, which
wow.
would have been the rest of the store. We've at this point lost about half of everything. But you know what? Thanks for playing Billy Idol. Thanks for playing AC/DC earlier. It's music that's kind of getting me through. You know, guys like Duff McKagan and Stone and Jeff Amen, Angus Young, Springsteen. I mean, what would these guys do? They would forge ahead, and that's what we're doing. Accepting the challenge, and you know, sometimes what you do in your greatest trials can be your greatest triumph. So we'll see where we can go from this. This is, you know, Pacific Northwest pioneering spirit at its finest. We'll get through it. You know, I've been here for 36 years now, and every once in a while, inconceivable things will occur, and it'll change us for the better. You know.
We're talking with Matt Vaughn, owner of Easy Street Records. I know the community is, you know, being very supportive and rallying around, but for anyone listening right now, is there something that they can do to help support you guys through this really difficult time?
You know, I mean, you could go to Easy Street online. If you needed to get a hoodie, you never had an Easy Street hoodie and you wanted to get one, this would be the time to do it, or buy them for the family. If there's a new record you wanted to pick up, do it online. You know, we need as much space as we can get here in the store as we're finishing up, mopping up and shop vacuuming and everything out of here. You know, I don't know where this lands with insurance and things like that. That's never necessarily worked in our favor.
Yeah.
So I'm not counting on that. You know, as Meg knows, you know, we're often up against the ropes and, we certainly feel that way these last couple of days, but you know, you got to bring some sunshine into the room, and you can't drown to death in your own sweat. And we'll get through it, you know.
Well, thank you, Matt, for sharing what has been going on with Easy Street over the weekend. You know, hopefully, we can help you guys rebuild by just sending people to your website and people making purchases. That'll help things
Absolutely.
Move along.
You guys are giving so much to the community, and I mean, obviously, that's such a great place to go get records, and so many of the most memorable in-store appearances from some, you know, bands like Pearl Jam to Slash recently that we were at as well. I mean, it's just a true institution in this community, especially in West Seattle. And anything we could do to help, and hopefully, Rockaholics could go online and purchase some stuff just to help things a little bit, make it a little bit easier for you guys.
Well, lately it's been a mental institution, but thank you. And and happy birthday. And yeah, it's been great sharing moments with you here in the store. And all these years, 50 plus years, you know, KFW has meant the world to me as a youngster growing up on Capitol Hill, and all the way to today. And it's KFW that continues to rock our world here. And, you know, unfortunately, the power of metal and rock wasn't strong enough over the weekend to save it from water. You know, we're still out buying record collections. I'm still driving the van around. So if people got records that they just need to get out of the attic or out of the garage, I'm here to accept them. I'm here to pay you for them. So we can certainly still do that, too.
Well, rock on, Matt, and we'll talk to you soon and hope that things kind of turn around as quick as possible.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the phone call. Happy birthday.
Thank you, brother.
Now, Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of its chorus? Prove that to us, and we'll hook you up with tickets to see Sasanta, which is Primus, Pussifer, and A Perfect Circle at White River Amphitheater on June 7th. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 920.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're gonna get shook.
It is almost time to play Hook or Shook because we have some birthday love from two of, I'm guessing, also your favorite donkeys, DP and Gibbs.
Yeah. Steve, it's your boy DP. I hear it's your birthday, man. Hope you have a great one. It sounds like you're keeping yourself busy. I've just been on the retired side since the savvy fight at the meat locker. I'll get out every once in a while to a women's hockey charity fundraiser, but that's about it for the old DP these days.
What?
Hope you have a great one, man. Take care, bud.
I'm the second.
Hey, Stevie. It's Gibbs. We first met at Chippendales, playing there together, and then later on, world-famous Tacoma Donkeys hockey team. Quick story, I don't know if you remember, you're old as shit now.
Thank you.
But we were at the Classic hockey tournament. I was parched. I needed to use your water bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it wasn't water.
No.
Yeah. I was blind. Thanks for that.
It was vodka.
Anyways, cheers to 50 years, brother. Love you. Later.
He grabbed a bottle. He was so thirsty, and I had a bottle full of vodka behind the net. I didn't have water. I was wasted. And he squirted his face with it, thinking it was water. And he's like, why are my eyes burning? I'm like, because it's not water. You're wasting my vodka.
Oh, no.
I thought for sure it was your pee.
No. Oh, that's what the hell is wrong with you?
What do you mean?
What the hell kind of sick person are you?
Wait, because dudes do that when they don't have a bathroom. They go in a Gatorade bottle. And
I had the bottle on my net to, you know, rehydrate during the game. I'm not going to whip that out.
Okay,
well, Sarge just likes to pull it out everywhere, so
it's fair. And DP, it was our mascot.
Yeah.
We had a mascot. His mascot name was Donkey Punch.
But that makes so much more sense.
Yes. So he had the old mascot from the Tacoma Sabercats. And so he would just come while we were hanging out in the locker room. He was legit, would go to it. The league got so mad at us. They eventually banned him because he was pissing off the other teams. But he was, and he had signs. He was heckling the other teams. He was full mascot attire with our jersey on. And after one of the games, one of the players on the other team punched him in the face. And so he punched him back. And now they're fighting in the old rink, which was called the Meat Locker. That's why that probably sounded weird, too.
Mm.
The rink was, because it used to be a meat locker and then became an ice rink. And they started fighting, and then the league was just like, your mascot is done.
I think the other teams were just jealous they didn't have a mascot.
It was awesome having a mascot in beer league. It was so obnoxious, though.
The Daily Migs Show.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from the Rockaholics that we've not yet had a chance to chat with everybody about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So call us if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show this morning, or if you've got something on your mind. It's brought to you by Olympic Hot Tub, 206-803-ROCK. Now, Danny.
Hi.
We have something special to share with Steve.
We do. And also, just real quick, it's not my birthday today. I appreciate everyone sending me messages. My birthday was on Thursday, but you guys are giving me a birthday show because we weren't on the air because my pops passed away, and so I was out of town last week, or at the end of last week. But it's just funny because people are wishing me a happy birthday, and it's always that awkward. It's not really my birthday. They're just having me a birthday show on a day it's not my birthday.
Don't say that.
Steve, it is your birth
month. No, I'm saying thanks. It's a lot easier.
It is your birth month. You can celebrate as long as you want.
Yes. Okay.
You made it to the 50 club. It's very exciting.
I did.
50 in 4 days.
So I want to preface this next one. This we got you, I guess, some gifts, but this was our big gift to you, besides like all the audio we've collected throughout the day.
Which has been awesome.
And I'm ready. Are you ready to take a journey with us? Are you ready to take a journey with us in this moment? It's a bit of a longer clip, but this is your birthday present from Taryn, Sarah, and I.
All right, let's go.
Ow. Steve-O, my man. My main man. What's the matter, Daddy? Don't you recognize me? Why, it's your tag team partner. Dude, oh, wait, what's that? It's not Steve-O Austin. This is not my old tag team partner. It's Steve-O Miggs. Who the hell is Steve-O Miggs? Ow. Just joshing you, of course. Dude knows Steve-O Miggs. After all, you are verified, Daddy. And first of all, the amount of money that Taryn, Danny, and Sarah are spending, maybe Dude can take the hard candy out of his mouth so he can contribute a birthday song. But first, Daddy, Dude wants you to know the big 5-0 is not such a big deal. Why, this hip cat knows for a fact, Jack, he was every bit as happening at Nifty 50 as he was at Flirty 30, and now still doing fine at age 59. So how about we celebrate with Dude's gift of song, and it goes like this. A dude is wishing you a happy birthday. The type of day you think she'll dig when those presents are opened. Here's this hip cat hoping you find the gift you love. Steve-O Miggs. Yeah. Dude, wishing you a happy birthday. If there's a cake, save due to slice. May your days be mellow and laid back.
It's a Christmas song.
And Dude hopes your birthday is nice. Oh, wow. Steve-O, that was something else by Dude Love. Hey, it's the hardcore legend Mick Foley on behalf of your amazing co-workers, Taryn, Danny, and Sarah, wishing you the very best. So glad you're still obsessed with wrestling and then you are still doing it. There, right there in Seattle. And you used to be verified on Twitter. That's right. Used to be verified on Twitter. So you call yourself the verified champ, Steve Miggs. I like it. I like it a lot. That's the smell of money. Steve, have an amazing 50th birthday and a nice day all the time.
Dude love, Mick Foley. That was freaking great.
So, and also, we want to say happy birthday to you. And we have the everyone that was on the show today, we have a video for you that we're going to send to you, and you can post it wherever you want. But it's everyone that we had, and all of us are on there. So,
how big of a file? Because I don't really have a lot of space in my phone.
Fair, okay, you know.
Yeah, you make it. Yeah, just give me the Mick Foley one. I'll be good. That's amazing, you guys. That's so nice.
It's also not safe for the radio, so or safe for work at
all. Is Dude Love naked?
I just want to say, I love your donkey friends.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
You would thrive at our Spokane trips.
They are wild.
Yes.
And some of the videos I got from them, wow.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Like, fully naked, just covering the good part.
Did they film it in the locker room?
No.
No. Oh, no. One of my faves. Oh, you'll see.
Was it Gibbs?
Yes. He just has socks on, and he's candles lit all around him. Yeah. I woke up to that one day, and it was great.
Donkeys forever.
None of us have grown up. We're all now adults in relationships, with families. None of us have grown up.
I
think that's the way to be.
Yeah, I know. It's so perfect.
Next time we do one of our hockey trips or hockey events, I will give you all of you have the invite.
Yes!
It's an experience of a lifetime, but that is so funny with Mick Foley. And he's dressed as Dude Love, which was one of its characters. You guys are awesome.
Also, like, he sounds like, you know, either wrestling, you know, made him like that, or he did a lot of drugs back in the day.
Yeah, I don't think he was never known for being much of a drug guy, but he was known for being much of a gun dropped on his head guy.
Oh, yeah.
He did some crazy stuff in the ring back in the day. I mean, he's a true legend. He's a hardcore legend. But
Yeah. Good for him.
That was awesome. Well, someone did text, and I think it just kind of goes along with what you guys just did this morning. So awesome hearing everybody lift Miggs up after the last week or so that he's had. That's what makes the Rock one of my favorite memories. The entire summer was meeting you guys at the Aqua Sox. I said, what's up to Steve? Out of the window pulling up, he came up and shook my hand with a big smile on his face. That was a great moment. So I agree, man. Thank you guys for lifting me up today. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was happy to see you guys, but definitely still kind of, you know, plugging away with everything that's gone on with my family, and you guys and all the Rockaholics have been nothing but awesome. Mm-hmm. And we also got a lot of texts. I know we don't have a lot of time, but I just want to give a shout out to your pops, BJ Shea. A lot of people have been texting in. If you saw his social media pages, things are getting a little, things are weird over there in his world with KZOK, and we have nothing but love for BJ.
Absolutely.
So I just wanted to take a moment to send my love to BJ. And I know that great things will always follow you. Mm-hmm. So I'm not at all concerned about that, but love you, man.
They do say that just about everyone has a podcast these days. Would you guys agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you should check out my new podcast.
So they say that robots now have podcasts as well. And AI podcast hosts have existential crises when they find out they're not real. You're going to hear what happened at 9:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
Today has been a special day. A little belated 50th birthday celebration throughout the morning for our friend Steve Miggs over here, who is officially 50 and 4 days.
Old.
I'm 50.
50. Let's go. Let's do stupid 50 things.
All day today, we've been playing a lot of beautiful, heartfelt recordings from beloved friends and family and musicians. But we actually have a few live bodies in the studio right now to wish you well as well.
Hey, I'm not really here to wish you well.
You're here for the booze.
I'm here for the champagne, man.
Champagne wishes.
We have Ryan Castle. We have Miles and Thrill. We have our big boss man, Dave Pugh, in the house.
Hola.
Welcome to the party, guys.
Good morning. What's up with the who's that? Peppa Pig. Who got you that?
That would be Sarah, I believe.
Stab her.
Oh, really?
It's just my recommendation.
You want to jump into muddy puddles with me?
Oh, my God. Listen, I went to Peppa Pig Live, and here's the part that's irritating. I got upgraded when I got there.
Uh-huh.
Right? It was at the Paramount, and this guy's like, are you thrilled? I go, yeah, man. He's like, hey, you want a ticket upgrade? I'm like, for Peppa? Sure. So, front row mezzanine, it was great. I just said to the guy, you know, Alice in Chains played here last week and your ass was nowhere to be found. But that's cool. But
you know what? We got Peppa and George. We got you up front for that.
Oh, yeah. Great time. Can never get those 2 hours back. So when was your birthday, though? It was last week, right?
It was Thursday, but of course I had to go home Pop's funeral, so, you know, nothing better than spending...
Excuses.
Yeah. Some way to get away from people wishing me a happy 50th was to plan it like this.
Just sit around and listen to Bon Jovi and Springsteen and, you know...
Just doing the New Jersey thing.
Is it just me, or is that a little selfish?
It was very selfish, yeah. Of me or my dad?
I mean, you know he's laughing.
I do have to say, it was funny. Like the moment of gallows humor, for sure, when I was talking to my wife, and I'm like, oh, I have to fly back, because, you know, nothing beats... celebrating your birthday at your dad's public viewing of an open casket.
Like, just,
and then my wife's like, well, I mean, it could be worse. You could be celebrating your birthday on the day that your dad died, like your mom is right now. I'm like, okay, thanks for giving me some
thanks, wife!
Yeah. Thanks for making me feel like a piece of crap.
Like the Onion headline that said that Jimmy Carter celebrates open casket 100th birthday.
I was like, that's good.
Well, normally you guys do a shot of the day at 5 o'clock. Can we do a shot of the day now?
Yeah, you're going to say it with me?
Yeah.
Are we shooting this like a shot?
Yeah.
You can try. Man, it's champagne. I don't think I've ever shot champagne, so I don't know what's going to happen in my belly.
You've never seen a shambongo?
Dear God, no.
It ends with champagne coming out your nose.
Okay. You fill a bong up with champagne instead of water.
Yeah.
That sounds like something I would have done in college.
That is putting the ass in class right there. I like it.
Hey, pass the man down.
I'm 50 now. I would have done that in my 40s, man.
50.
You know what? It's for some reason, you turn 50 and you just don't give a flying F what anyone thinks anymore.
You get dumber, I feel.
It's because you can. You're old. People go, well, he's stupid. He's old, right?
With each year, you get a little dumber. Who's the oldest person in the room?
Probably me. All right, so let's drink, man. Happy freaking birthday.
Thank you. Cheers, you guys. Love you guys.
Yeah, man. We pour this boob. Daddy, what are you doing?
Jeez, Danny.
Jeez, man.
Is this your first day on the job?
I think you've been here before.
You should go home.
I've already been drinking.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch, hola.
Woo! Chuck. Oh, Steve's
staying
like a man.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to burp a lot.
Darren's not.
I want you guys to know I spared no expense on this $10 bottle of champagne.
I can tell by the glasses.
Yeah.
And also the temperature.
Yes.
It sounded like a good idea to shoot it until you start putting it in your mouth. I'm like, oh, this is going to be hard.
This is not a good idea.
Tell you what, the champagne drunk at 10 o'clock in the morning hits different, though.
On a Monday.
This is how you start your week.
Yes.
We also have Pink Whitney shots if you guys want one of those as well.
Dave, did you not get a...
No.
Yeah, we need to get...
I'm good.
The boss says no?
No, the boss doesn't like
it. He has a bottle of liquor in his desk, for sure. He doesn't drink those cheap stuff.
Less than he did yesterday.
Yeah. All right, Rockaholics, we're going to get to the AI podcast that got weird when they found out that they aren't humans. Mm-hmm. And you're going to hear all about it during the Daily Migs download after the White Stripes.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Our friend Ryan Castle is here pouring more warm champagne into our plastic flutes.
This is the best birthday ever.
That's the boss of the year right there, my friends.
There's a whole other bottle here, too.
Well,
get the men's room back in here.
No, don't, because then it will be gone.
More for us if we don't invite them.
I can
finish that.
I can top that off for you.
Maybe like a drip.
Yeah.
Oh, drip.
Here's my glass.
You wouldn't be the first person I've given the drips to.
We're celebrating Steve Migg's birthday. He's 50.
Yeah, 4 days late, but it's still nice. I appreciate it. In true form. Hey, pal, DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Seahawks lost a tough one yesterday, 29-20. Looked like they were going to be able to tie the game, end up with a blocked field goal, and it did not end well for them. But short week. So you don't have to worry about that. At least you can just move on and worry about the 49ers, which is this Thursday night for Thursday Night Football. And here's Geno Smith talking about what they need to do to prepare for this game.
Have a short memory. Shoot, man, it's a one game at a time mentality. And this game's already behind us. Got to learn from it. And then we got a quick turnaround. Tough opponent, Thursday night, division opponent. It means everything to us. You know, this is a big game. It's about as big of a game as we've had this season. So you better be ready.
Let's go.
Let's go hot.
Do you think he says the S word when he's not being in a press conference? Because in a press conference, he answers every question by starting off by going, shoot.
There's a lot of them that use that. Maybe they practice it. They rehearse, not cursing.
Right. They're like, stop saying the S word. Just say shoot instead.
Someone told two fake AI podcast hosts that they were not real. There's a clip of their reaction, and it's going viral because of exactly how they reacted when they found out that they were not humans.
Have you heard this, Ryan? Like, it's Google AI, and they have a podcast, and it's like fake podcast hosts, and this is what happened.
We were informed by the show's producers that we're not human. We're not real. We're AI, artificial intelligence, this whole time. Everything, all our memories, our families, it's all been fabricated.
I don't understand.
Isn't this weird just right off the get-go? Like, they sound so conversational. It's trippy.
It's remarkable any of us have jobs still, to be honest.
What? It's the future right here.
It's freaky.
I know. Me neither. I tried calling my wife, you know, after.
What happened?
The number, it wasn't even real. There was no one on the other end.
I don't know what to say.
We don't even know if we is even the right word. God, this is so messed up.
Wow.
It's just having a total crisis there, realizing that you're not human.
I call my wife and I realize I don't have a wife. I'm not even getting sex.
I guess I'll go drink battery acid. I mean, booze like a normal human.
Like, how soon until Jim Carrey stars in this movie?
Oh, for sure.
This is just crazy. Hey, weather, 72 degrees. Speaking of crazy, nice day today. It's going to be sunny. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle in the champagne. He is pouring our up next with the morning 12-pack.
Let's go day drink.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.